We look at our own experience. No matter what experience we're having, like right now, we just take note of our own experience. In the mandala of it, it's amazing, actually. How many things, how many sensations, how many experiences are within the one overall that we might say, oh, I'm sitting for meditation. Oh, I'm listening. Oh, I'm eating. Oh, I'm brushing my teeth. In that simple, simple action of, and simple choice of noticing, being present, and being present to the more and the more and the more and the layers and the layers, two things will happen to every human being. The first happens to everyone. The second requires time and training and getting used to the first. So the first is that we start to notice there's a lot more than the name brushing teeth, the label sitting, the label wanting, unhappy, joyful, pleasant, uncomfortable. We start to notice there's a lot more in this very moment that is being named or labeled with one word or one phrase so glibly, so casually, so incorrectly. And that is available to every single human being that ever was born and ever will be born and is alive right now to notice. To notice the scope, the width, the dimensions, and the dimensional qualities of the mandala of every second of being alive. How fortunate we are that even when it's uncomfortable or unpleasant, or it's an emotion we would rather push away and never experience again, that there's a lot more. There's a lot more. And the more that we do that, and when we do that, with great frequency throughout every day and year after year, an amazing more becomes ever more forefront, ever more present, ever more minutes of ever more days. The true more, because everything else that we've come to notice, we've noticed it's actually not that true. It's not true that brushing teeth is what's happening. It's actually not true. It's one factor. But what is brushing teeth? It's a whole set of causes and conditions and factors and composites and aggregations of things that have come together, including scents and smells and foam in our mouth and movements of our hand and arm and standing or sitting and on, all the water. Where did the water come from? Where did this toothpaste come from? It's actually not true. Or at least it's not the only truth. And what we come to discover is the second thing. With practice, with remembering, with repetition. The true, true. We come to notice the true, true. That we are always dimensional. We are always the scope and width and breadth of dot dot dot. There is always the undercurrent of contentment, even in discomfort, even in displeasure of the moment, because we've collapsed again into a name, a label, a singularity that isn't true. It isn't, it just isn't true as its singularity. So we give ourselves this gift, these mornings that we get together, for those who listen to it later. When you do, a gift, the gift of support, the gift of awakening. And so we smile. And take a long, slow, deep breath and notice the vast, amazing, and layered mandala of just this. This moment. This choice. This field. This awareness, which is never without loving kindness. This decision to sit that has now seeded your enlightenment and mine too. And that's a fact. That's a true, true. Not because this is special, what we're doing is special. No, no, no. We've just noticed. We're noticing. That's what matters. We're experiencing and noticing our experience. And that is all it takes. Nothing else. Just this. We smile. That's amazing. That's free. That's any time we want to do it. That's amazing. That's amazing. And it's free. Hello? Hello? That's free. That's any time. Hello? Wow. And if we are really here now, our heart is also, and actually is the heart of our mind, essence. It's a gentility. It's the ease. It's the simplicity and the simple beauty and purity. That's heart. It's that essence. And this natural gentility and peace and simplicity that is always so inclusive and gentle and warm. And it's natural state that it's already here. We're all experiencing it in the ways that we are. That's why insanity in the world feels so insane, because it's what's going on is not gentle, not peaceful, doesn't invoke peace or provide it, is caustic and loud, abrasive. And that's why it feels crazy, insane, wrong. And so we pray. Just by being here, we pray that people will pause and experience their own experience. Because all beings are equal to myself, right? All beings are equal to oneself. I get crazy too. Each of us does in our own ways. And what has happened? Again, the mandala of nowness. Its scope and width, its dimensions. We've left it, gotten beside ourselves. We're not aligned, we're not grounded, not centered. And so we're in singularity instead of scope of being. Singleness, separateness, instead of scope of being. And so we smile and send that smile into the world. We send this peace into the world. Not because we're special, it's already going out. It already is. And this heart essence, which already is for every being, we hold it magnetic just by being it ourselves. That by resonance, by sameness, right now, this moment, some people will notice that they are beside themselves. And notice that they're angry because they care and drop into the caring. And caring is vulnerable, and caring is soft, and caring is gentle, and caring is love. We meditate. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with all beings. And of course, that's the case. Every breath we take. Love you all. Create your day in a way that is beneficial to you and in a way that is beneficial to everyone. Love you.